I'm Doug Oster from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for the Allegheny Front, here with our organic gardener, Jessica Walliser. And Jess, this isn't the time of the year where we're doing anything with active planting, but it's time to talk about planting bare root trees. We've talked about fruit trees before, but we've never talked about planting nut trees.
That's true. And actually, there's a lot of really wonderful nut varieties that we can grow here in our region very, very easily. And they used to be years and years ago that people would have walnut trees and chestnut trees in their yard, and they've kind of fallen out of vogue because people see them as messy, or, you know, they're easy to buy at the grocery store. But really, it's quite easy to do it on your own. And you're right that right now is the time to start planning for it, because we do purchase them bare root. Bare root means that the trees come to you from the company without any soil on their roots, and you order them now so that they arrive at the perfect time for planting in our region.
When I think nut trees, I'm thinking giant trees that are going to be 40 feet tall.
Some of them do get giant. Some of them get very giant. And if you're talking about something like a hickory nut, which is native here in the East, you're going to need, you know, you plant them now and you're actually going to need your children and your grandchildren to harvest them, because they take a long time to mature enough to bear fruit.
But they're also a beautiful tree.
They're a gorgeous tree, and I don't know why more people don't plant them as a specimen tree, but there's lots of trees that will actually produce faster than a hickory nut will.
So let's talk about some of your favorites.
So when I was growing up as a kid, we had filberts, which are also called hazelnuts, growing in our backyard. And the way they're grown now is they're grafted. So instead of starting something from seed where it's going to take 20 years to produce the nuts, if you buy a grafted hazelnut tree, you're going to actually be getting fruits within 2 to 3 years of planting them.
And something like a hazelnut, that grows like a weed, right?
It grows very, yeah, very quickly. And actually, there are some forms that are smaller now. You can get hazelnuts in a shrub form or in a tree form. And they grow really quickly, and actually they can be smaller varieties. So even an urban backyard could have them, which is really nice. Now, with most nut trees, you actually need 2 varieties of them, because they need to cross-pollinate. So a good nursery supplier of the bare root nut trees will actually help you pick compatible varieties, and that's an important thing to remember.
What are some of the other things that you would think about planting?
Well, actually, you might want to consider walnuts. There's some newer hybrids of walnuts that are also grafted that produce quicker and that are actually really terrific and beautiful trees. Most people kind of don't like black walnuts because they produce a substance that prevents other things from growing underneath them. I say don't worry about that. Actually grow them for their walnuts. The husks on the outside of them can, you know, they're black, they can stain your hands, so you have to wear gloves when you're working with them. But the nuts inside, they're awesome. And I don't know why people don't collect them more for trees they already have, or actually plant them purposefully.
I guess it's just like anything from the garden. When you're harvesting it fresh like that, it's going to be amazing.
It is. When you grow your own, there's actually a substantial flavor difference, and also reduced use of pesticides. A lot of these nuts grown commercially have a lot of pesticides on them. When you're doing them on your own, you don't have that pesticide exposure.
And your other favorite?
Would be chestnuts, definitely. And, you know, the American chestnut, you're not going to find those around anymore, unfortunately. They are working on a hybrid between the American chestnut and an Asian chestnut variety to try to come up with one that is resistant to the blight. They haven't perfected that yet. So right now, if you're going to plant a chestnut, you're going to want to plant a Chinese or a Japanese variety of chestnut. Again, if you get them grafted, they're going to produce nuts sooner. There's a ton of varieties of Asian chestnuts out there that you can plant in your landscape right now and have a harvest in a few years.
Let's talk about harvesting. So you got a big giant nut tree. How do you get the nuts off it?
Right. So commercially, they would use a shaker to actually shake the nuts down off the tree. But most home gardeners would just want to go out and collect the nuts that have fallen on the ground. The sooner you collect them, the better. Remove the husk. In the case of a chestnut, it's going to be kind of a prickly burr husk around the outside, or that black husk around the outside of the walnut that we talked about. Remove that husk, then lay the nuts out on a screen in your garage, and you let them lay out for a couple of weeks, and you'll actually know that nut is dry when you shake it. If it rattles inside of the shell, then it's dried. And then you can go ahead and put them in containers and put them in the freezer, or go ahead and crack them open and enjoy.
So this year in your garden, plant a few nut trees and go nuts. I'm Doug Oster.
And Jessica Walliser.
For the Allegheny Front.